Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song.
To thee.
Hello and welcome to another brand new day. This is a day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. It's such a privilege to be alive today. Can you see that it's a privilege for you to be alive? Begin this morning with gratitude, knowing the great privilege that God has given to you. It's the privilege of life. So now you know that you are privileged to be alive. Make the most of it. One of the ways you can show your appreciation to God about your life is to live it in honor of Him. That's one decision I want you to make this morning, especially as we begin to meditate on God's word today. All right, now we're going to meditate. Actually, for this week, we're going to look at the story of Jacob in the Bible. All right, and see how many things we can learn from Jacob. Okay, now when we look at the story of Jacob in the Bible, we learn something very unique about God. So we're going to go right to the very beginning, or before Jacob was born. And so there is this account about Jacob and his brother Esau, as is mentioned in Romans chapter 9. So let us look at it. Okay, let me read from Romans chapter 9 verse 11. It says, "For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." So here's something very powerful we get to learn about God. And this speaks about the sovereign authority and the sovereign power of God. This speaks to us about whom God is. It talks to us about the nature of God. You see, because God is the creator of everything, He alone has the right to decide, you know, how everything works out in the world. And so the sovereignty of God is something about God that you should be aware of as a child of God. So Paul is telling us here that long before Jacob and Esau were born, God had, you know, picked the younger one over the elder one. They had not done anything at this point when God made that choice. So this tells us something that is really powerful about God. God is sovereign and He makes every decision. You know, so when Paul says, he says, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Of course, the love and hate here isn't talking about emotions like when we talk about I love somebody emotionally or stuff like that. That's not what the love here is talking about. It's not emotional love. This is about God's choice. It says, according to his divine purpose to bring his will to pass, he chose Jacob. And he rejected Esau. And God did this because he is God. He did it because he has the power to do so. And he says, does God becomes unrighteous because of this? He says, of course not. The reason is because you do not even understand the purposes of God except that which he reveals to us. Our knowledge is too small for us to really comprehend, you know, all of the motive behind everything that God does, except that which the Spirit of God reveals to us. And so in our own humanness and in our own, you know, limitations, we must come to understand that there are aspects of God that we can totally not comprehend. And it's not because God is trying to hide anything from us. We don't just have the capacity in this human form to truly appreciate everything that God is. So God is sovereign. It's just like when we talk about the fact that God is eternal. We can say that in English, but can our mind truly, you know, fathom that whole idea of eternity? The fact that God is eternal means that he's outside of time. Can you ever, is there a way for you to truly be able to explain a life outside time? You're not counting seconds or minutes or hours, or, you know, it's just there. You and I have no way of conceiving what eternity looks like. The only idea we have is what scripture reveals to us about it. That he is forever, he has no beginning or end. So we can say that, but can you really comprehend it? And that's how the sovereignty of God is incomprehensible by our own finite mind. This is what makes God mysterious to us, and one of the reasons why we should reverence him, because there are just aspects of him that we do not know, and maybe it will be revealed to us later. Do you know that even the earth that we live in today, we still don't understand how it operates? Ask the greatest minds. Ask them about consciousness. What does it mean? What is consciousness? Have they ever seen it before? Can they take it to the lab? No. They know that we are conscious, but they do not know what consciousness is. But what about energy? Ask any scientist. We know that energy is there. We use it. We manipulate it. But what is it? We don't know. Nobody really knows. What is gravity? We don't know. We just know that it's there. Somebody named it. I mean, he saw this force that causes things, that pulls things down. We know it's there. We use it to our advantage. You understand? But we truly do not know what these things are. We just know that they're there. We study how they operate. That's how mysterious God is. And one of the things you have to understand about God is that he's sovereign. And you have to understand that his purposes are greater than your plans. His purposes are more powerful than your plans. And if you are wise and if you are smart, you will surrender to his purpose rather than trying to plan, you know, your life out and then still be miserable at the end. The smart thing to do is to plan your life in accordance with God's purpose. Look at Jacob struggled until he finally surrendered. Every man will struggle until they surrender to God's purpose. So the prayer that I really want you to pray today is a prayer of surrender to God's purpose. So you say, Lord, I surrender to your will. I surrender to your purposes. Because everything that I try to do outside of your purpose will only lead to my futility. But if I live in accordance with the purpose that you have created me, then my life will be filled with joy and fulfillment. That's what I want to live by, so I surrender to it. I'll let you pray this morning and let God have his way in your life. It is not just the right thing to do, it is the smartest and the wisest prayer that you will ever pray. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings.
kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.